Hello.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Friday, right?
Oh. Okay. Sorry about that.
I was
making sure I'm feeling I was on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were on the other line. I just wanted to call you real quick and let you know that we're having trouble processing the $74.67 payment for the Google Guaranteed leads. So the leads are on pause right now.
Okay.
So
$74 and what?
And 67 cents.
Okay.
I guess it was $104, but they put some credits on there for you. And so the balance with the credits is just the 79 and some change. Is there another card that you wanted to use? Because the one we have ending in 6722 isn't going through. Or did you just need a little bit more time?
6722?
Mm-hmm. It says it's a Visa ending.
Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Because I'm like, that's not from my business account.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what did I get you guys? Is it 6772 instead of 6722?
6772.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what is 6722? All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me, let's see what I got on. Hold on a second. Where's my card? Okay, what the... Okay, well, I got a business card I use that I don't carry around with, and for some reason I can't put my finger on it. I'm like, not where I normally put it away, and I seem to be like, where is my card? Where we got with COVID. I'm sure. volunteer. Okay, let's see. Okay. Okay,
you know, I've had business owners before that because they use the business card so frequently, they're out in the field and sometimes they put it in their jeans pocket or their jacket or something like that. And then that's why they can't find it. When they go in their wallet, it's not there. and then they just have, yeah, to kind of backtrack like, oh gosh, where did I use it last? And then all of a sudden when they really think about it, oh my goodness, no wonder it's in that jacket, or, you know, they'll remember.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, so you're not alone. I mean, I've had this happen before.
And you're like, where in the world?
Yeah.
Okay. I am really sitting here baffled because I'm like, I don't understand where I may put that. Because I try not to carry it around too much.
Yeah.
So usually have it, and then, you know, I'll use it for what I need, and then I put it back up. So it's not in my wallet, but it's not in my drawer where I normally have it either. I got a lot of junk in my drawer, but so far,
yeah.
I've not found it in its assigned spot.
Yeah, it's like everything. When you're looking for it, you won't find it. And then when you don't even need it, it shows up.
Like, and the crazy part is, like, when you do find it, it's like, I could have sworn I looked right there. You know?
Yep. Yeah. I even canceled a credit card once because I couldn't find it, and I started getting worried. I checked my account, and there was nothing going on it, but I thought, oh, just in case, you know, I dropped it somewhere, I better cancel it. And wouldn't you know, right after I canceled it, I found it. And then they're like, well, now you have to wait 7 to 10 days because we can't, like, turn it back on.
Look, I did that with this business card and stuff. They
oh, yes.
And
yeah.
I was like, well, I don't remember seeing it. I don't got it put it anywhere and blah, 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 whatever. And
yeah.
As soon as I canceled it and I told them to expedite it to me, I was like, because I need my card.
Yeah.
And as soon as they expedited and sent it, I received the card about a week later. I found the original card. I had put it away and forgot about it.
Yep. I do that too. I put something in such a safe place that even I don't remember where I put it.
I'm like, oh my
goodness. You are too funny.
Trying to be extra careful sometimes just creates a bigger headache.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to have to use a different card again so I can figure out.
Yeah, I mean, you could always, you know, use one for just like a one-time payment, and then when you find the other one, you could call back and put it on file for like future billings. You know, that's not a problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're probably going to have to do that. That business really bothers me.
Or another option might be The card that we have that we're trying to process for the $74 and some change, it's just saying insufficient funds. So you might also want to just transfer, you know, 75 bucks into that account, and then we could still use the same card we have on file.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's another option.
Yeah. Right now, payment, I just got paid, but the payment has not posted in my account yet. That's why I'm sitting here like, hmm.
Oh, I see.
So, see. That's why I'm like, I want to, is this it? Oh, finally found the card.
Oh, you found it. See, persistence paid off. I love it.
Okay. Yeah, this is going to be a one-time payment because I try not to use this one too much.
Okay, no problem. So is it still the Darden Road for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5427.
Okay.
8400.
Got it.
1254.
Okay.
2539. And just, it's going to be under, it's not in the name of the business, or do you have my name on it?
Okay, let me first finish the expiration and the code, and then I can go back and fix whatever name it's in. So does it say, or what's the expiration date, please?
6/26.
6/26, and then the code?
192.
192. Okay, so I'm storing that card for the one-time payment. And then how does the name read on this card?
Lisa Murphy.
Okay, no middle name or initial or anything like that, right?
No.
Just Lisa Murphy. Okay, perfect. So I will get the authorization for the 7467. And, oh, invalid or expired card, contact cardholder. I put 626. That's not expired. Let me read the number back and tell me if I have a digit off, okay?
Okay.
I have 5427-8400-1254-2539.
Yeah, that's right.
And then 6/26, and the code is 192.
Yep, that's correct.
Hmm. Huh. It's saying that it's expired, but it's not, so it could be that the bank sent you the new card with the same number but a different expiration.
Hmm.
Do you think that that MasterCard ending in 2539, you might have one with a different expiration on it, like the same number?
I haven't received any stuff. Hold on.
Yeah, because I had that before where I had a card that was still valid, and one day I tried to use it and it wasn't going through, and then I realized that the new card the bank sent me had the same number but a different expiration. So I thought my card was good because the number was good, but it wasn't going through because of the expiration.
Oh, okay. All right, let's do this then.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, can you call me on Monday?
Sure can.
My funds should be in the account by then, and then I can just go ahead and put it on the business account and be done with it.
So then do me a favor, Lisa. The MasterCard that I put in, it erased the other card that was on file. So I put in a side note here that the expiration was 9/25 and 850, but can you give me the whole card number again just so we can store it for Monday?
Oh, it's going to be a different card. It'll be the actual business account card.
Oh, right? I thought it was going to be the Visa card that we had originally, the one ending in, let me
Mm-mm.
see what it was. Okay, it's not going to be that. Okay,
yeah,
then you're good to go. Yeah, 6772, yeah. So that one still won't be good. On Monday, we
no,
still need to update
I think
it.
I think I had it just to get it started, and But Monday I'll actually be able to, hopefully be able to give you my actual business account.
So okay.
Money should be about in.
I understand. Okay, perfect. So I'll send you a little notification right now that talks about the payment failing, but the extension
okay.
on there, 777, that will ring to my desk. So if, you know, anything changes, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you on Monday, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, and have a really nice weekend coming up, too.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thank you, Lisa. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.